Prime Minister Mia Motley addressing the nation on March 11th.
We, as of today, have vaccinated, as of 4 p.m. today, 50,621 people. That is by no means anything to be scoffed at.
As we await the second AstraZeneca jab, we watch what is unfolding elsewhere in the world. Several European countries have AstraZeneca on hold. Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus of the World Health Organization.
Since our last press conference on Friday, several more countries have suspended the use of AstraZeneca vaccines as a precautionary measure after reports of blood clots in people who had received the vaccine from two batches produced in Europe.
Over a dozen European countries have halted the use of AstraZeneca over these fears. Germany's health minister.
Die Entscheidung heute ist eine reine Vorsichtsmaßnahme.
Today's decision is a purely precautionary measure. Millions of AstraZeneca vaccinations have been administered across the globe. All of us are very aware of the consequences of this decision, and we have not taken it lightly.
And France's health minister outlined the thinking behind the halting of the rollout of the vaccine.
Europe is also telling us that because of what's happened and because of the cases that have been described, once again, even if they are very rare, their scientists need 2 or 3 days to be able to analyze each case in complete transparency and in complete safety. And they need to check whether or not there are grounds for considering that these anomalies are linked to the vaccine so that they can therefore be able to inform us of the possible risks.
The makers of AstraZeneca said that as of last week, there were fewer than 40 cases of blood clots reported around the world. The World Health Organization's chief scientist, Soumya Swaminathan.
2.6 million people have died, at least 2.6 million people have died of COVID-19 disease. And so far, of the 300 million doses that have been given to people across the world, of course using different vaccines, there is no documented death that's been linked to a COVID vaccine. So I think that while we need to continue to be very closely monitoring this, we do not want people to panic. And we would, for the time being, recommend that countries continue vaccinating with AstraZeneca.
Dr. Maria Sunderland is an epidemiologist based in Toronto, Canada.
Some of the concerns have been related to people after they've gotten a shot of the AstraZeneca vaccine. They've had what's called a thromboembolic event. That means just a blood clot. So it's important to remember that you can get a blood clot at any time, not just directly after you've gotten a vaccine. And so what's really important for us to identify scientifically is this a greater risk after the vaccine? Not is it any risk, but is it an increased risk? And what's really, really important at this particular moment is very clear and very honest risk communication. So it's very important that governments and scientists also sort of very clearly communicate, here's what we do know, here's what we don't know. It's really important to be honest with people. That's how you develop trust.
But that's not happening at this point in time, is it? Because we're seeing globally many people saying we're not going to have the vaccine because we don't trust it and we don't trust the governments that are giving it to us.
It's very challenging as a citizen to be asked to take a vaccine and feel as though you haven't been given the full set of information either from the government or from the manufacturers of the vaccine itself. As a citizen, I trust above all else the opinion of the European Medical Agency and the opinion of the World Health Organization. So I feel fairly confident that if I were to be offered the AstraZeneca vaccine, I would take it.
A full report is expected from the European Medicines Agency tomorrow. But for now, the head of that agency, Emma Cook, is convinced that the benefits of AstraZeneca outweigh the risks.
At present, there is no indication that vaccination has caused these conditions. They have not come up in the clinical trials, and they're not listed as known or expected side events with this vaccine. In clinical trials, both the vaccinated people and the people who received the placebo have shown some very small numbers of blood clot developments. The number of thromboembolic events overall in the vaccinated people seems not to be higher than that seen in the general population.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business. Sagicor's Early Business can also be heard as a podcast at vob929.com.